Hey, hello, hello. Starting over again.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all that you could do, but still so much more? You can't even fathom,
cause it's looking like the game.
But you're just getting started, dusting off the past.
Healing from the pain and the breaking in the
ashes. Cause nothing's ever wasted, and it's true. He makes all things new.
Hello, hello, hello. This is behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver. Thank you for joining me on this edition of the Making of the Mogul Radio Show, where the dreams are free, but the hustle is sold separately.
So glad he changed my name. I'll never be the same since Jesus came my way.
Today I want to talk about relationships. I just finished preparing my New Year's meal, and I'm excited about 2024. I am here as your personal coach, and I am looking forward to seeing you winning in 2024. And here is one of the strategic ways that you're going to win in 2024. Is you can see me as your relationship midwife. And so what I see in 2024, and I think I talked about this, I don't know if you listened to the last radio episode or segment, but I talked about it in the last, I think it was about a week or two ago, about relationships and how the Lord is strategically lining you up for purposeful and divinely aligned relationships. So people only enter into your life for two reasons. They either enter into your life to promote you, or they enter into your life to demote you. There is nothing in between. That is strictly black and white. Either people show up in your life to promote you or to demote you. And I talked about in the last episode that people confuse popularity, because people think that their popularity is about them, and it's not. Your popularity is about who you're connected to, and people wanting to be connected to somebody that's connected to somebody. That's really what popularity is about. And I talked about it, that I've always been popular, that same popularity. My son has that same popularity, is a mantle, right? And let's have that conversation today. So people don't realize that popularity is a mantle, and it is, because how you handle the relationships and how you handle people that you have a connection and a relationship with says everything about you, and it has the ability to promote your life and elevate your life. How you handle your relationships is very strategic, right? I have a lot of associates, and I'm saying a lot, because people trust me a lot, and people know that they can lean into me with the intimate parts of their life and not have to worry about me exposing or uncovering them in off seasons, right? And I have people that really tried to make me their enemies, and I'm still holding their secrets, right? And popularity hasn't, a lot of people misconstrue popularity. They think it's about them. Popularity is a mantle, because it takes a certain type of person to be popular and to be able to handle relationships with various people and not be messy, right? I remember there was a time in my life where one of my family members that I loved and I cared about dearly ended up falling out with somebody else that I knew and that I had been knowing since I was a young child, right? And it put me in a very precocious situation because I cared about both of them, right? But one of them was my family member. So, of course, I leaned more into wanting to secure her, or wanting her to feel secure in my relationship with her as a family member, over and above the relationship that I had with my friend, right? But I still handled that friendship with the utmost delicacy and discretion, right? But it was seasons like that that I know that the Lord was trying me and trying my popularity and trying to see how I would handle people. And ever since that season of my life, the Lord has always elevated my relationships. I have always had relationships that were higher than me, if that makes sense. Like, you can have lateral relationships, that's people that's on the same level as you, and you can have relationships with people who may not be living on the same level as you, right? All of them are relevant. But my relationships since that season of my life have always been, even prior to that, though, my relationships were elevated above my present plateau and the space where I was existing in, right? But this is, so today I want to talk about, as we're moving into, right, midnight tonight is 2024, right? And I want to talk about relationships. And I want you to understand that in 2024, it is very important that you weigh your relationships. And here is the thing. And I'm trying to think of how I can provide this example without divulging too much information. So, as I mentioned, relationships are black and white. Either people enter into your life to promote you or they enter in your life to demote you. The reason why you're popular, right? People that have popularity is because people want to have access to somebody that has access to you. Right? So popularity is a mantle, right? And what you have to be very cognizant of as a person that is popular is that you have to protect your relationships, right? And you have to understand that some people only enter into your life because they want access to somebody that's in your life, right? That, and that's what I'm saying. Popularity is a mantle. And so let's stay here and talk about that for a moment. So what does it mean for someone to enter into your life because of somebody? So we operate this. So everything interacting with people, when you interact with a person and you talk with a person, you're not just talking with a human being, you're talking with a human being that has a spirit, right? And oftentimes people are drawn to you, particularly I want mothers and fathers to understand this, during very critical seasons of you raising your children. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was with a friend of mine and we were having a conversation. And somewhere in the midst of the conversation, my mind just drifted as we were talking. And I could remember a season in my life, well, in her life. And I was friends with her. So it was, it was the same season, same time frame, where people used to say a lot about one of her children. And me at the time, not being a mother, I didn't really have the unction to intervene, right? Now, me being the type of woman that I am now and as a mother now, I would have intervened in a lot of those conversations, but I didn't have the wisdom then that I have now, right? And when I look back and I think back now, a lot of those relationships that she had, those people are no longer connected to her. And I think about their posture and how their posture was towards her older child. And when I, and as I was thinking and I was drifting off during this conversation, it brought back to my remembrance how I feel like a lot of her oldest child's rebellion towards her mother had a lot to do with her not having an understanding of feeling like maybe her mother didn't defend her, but it was a slippery slope, right? Because it was the way that the people were connected to her had to do with how she earned her income, right? And so it was a slippery slope, right? And so as women, as mothers and as fathers and as parents, when we have children that have a very specific and divine purpose, and every child has a purpose, right? But when we have children that have a very divine and specific purpose, and I'm talking about every child on this planet, right? Is that we have to be mindful of the relationships that we have. And you have to be mindful of the people that always want to know about your children, right? You have to be mindful of the people that the first thing they do when they interact with you is they want to know about your children. And while that used to be a conversation starter, right? You have to realize that there is also the what follows behind that, right? It's also the posture and the demeanor of that person's spirit and what their intention is and their intentionality and how do you talk about your offspring once you've talked to that person, or how does your posture towards that person unfold, right? Once that person has walked away, or how does that person lead the conversation? And so I've been praying for my friend's oldest child. And this is what I've been praying. I have been praying specifically that every person that spoke ill of her, what in her presence or into her mother's hearing, that has had any type of impact upon her behavior as an adult, I've been asking the Lord to send their judgment to those people. And here's the reason why, because it was strategic. Whether consciously or unconsciously, most people do what they do consciously, right? Like grown people can be jealous of children, right? And I'm saying this because I literally, while we were having the conversation, you know how when you pray, you go up in the realm of the spirit, right? As we were having this conversation, it was like a part of me just began to drift and think about how the situations unfolded in this young lady's life. And so I'm anticipating and expecting a turnaround for this young lady. And I'm anticipating and expecting for the Lord's judgment to fall upon those that were strategic and intentional about talking ill and targeting her oldest child, right? And when we talk about relationships, this is what I want you to understand. Is that there are people that enter into your life because of what operates through them. And their only intentionality is either to promote you or demote you, or to promote your relationships or demote your relationships. There are people right now that are strategically targeting you with the intentionality to be a disruptor to the most strategic and important relationships in your life. That's what I want you to understand. And here is the thing. They'll have their reward, right? They'll have their reward, right? Evil begets evil. They'll have their reward. But you have to be mindful of how you interact and how you handle those relationships, even all the way down to the relationships with your children, right? That there are people that you don't even know that talk ill about your children and then come around you. And then the spirit of the conversation and the intentionality behind the conversation is still on them when they come around you, right? And then you wonder why you behave and interact a certain type of way out of sorts with your children, right? Here's the other thing that I want to talk about. We often talk about women who do hateful and deceitful things towards their children's fathers. We also have men that do hateful and deceitful things towards the mother of their children for whatever reason. And there has to be more accountability amongst our relationships, because if you are a person that is in a person's life to promote them, and if you have any biblical knowledge, and you don't even really have to have biblical knowledge, because most of the cliches and sayings and things that we say and do, all of it is biblically based. We've just put a worldly twist on it, or we've taken the scripture off of it and maybe tweaked it a little bit. But this world was built on biblical principles, right? That's why you have people that operate in the 1-2% of this world who know what it means to live their life according to biblical principles, but may not necessarily be churchy people, right? But they know what the foundations of this world was built upon, and they know that this world was built upon the word of the Lord. And so in order to flow in wealth, they get in line with what the word says, and that is 100% true, okay? You can read if you read literature that was written by any wealthy person, you will be able to read that literature and find many biblical principles and how they respond, how they handle people, and how they handle money, right? Whether consciously or unconsciously, it is written, right? And I'm not saying that wealthy people that they all have good moral or biblical character. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is there was a path, a structure, and an outline that was based on biblical principles, that they placed their money into that process and was able to prosper. Because this world, including the financial structures of this world, were built on biblical principles. And so they know what works, and it has been based on what the Bible say. And they may not never quote a quick scripture, and they may not never read a Bible verse out loud in public, but you better know that how they obtained their wealth was based on biblical principles, the beginning of knowledge, right? And so that's a different conversation. We'll have to save that for another day. But as it relates to your relationships, there has to be more accountability in the earth. Because if you are a person that cares about a person and you want to see them have longevity of life, to live for a long time and to be healthy and to prosper in the earth, then you want them to handle their relationships properly. I don't know anybody that mistreated their own biological children that lived a long life. I don't know anybody that mistreated their own biological children that lived a long and prosperous life. Because it is in direct opposition of the word. In this world, runs off of the world, runs off of the word, right? I don't know, and I could expand upon that, but I don't want to do that. My point is if there's somebody in your life that you love, and if your intention for being in their life is for positivity and you want to see them prosper and to live a long life and to do good in the earth, you hold them accountable to their relationships in a positive way, particularly as it relates to their relationships with their children or with their spouses, right? And there has to be more accountability in the earth for how we handle our relationships when we care about people, right? Oftentimes, we're nosy, right, when it comes to people's money, right? Or we're nosy when it comes to people's belongings and possessions. But where we really should be intervening at is at the point of intersection as it relates to relationships, right? When you hear somebody talking negatively about a stepchild or hear somebody demeaning a child in a classroom, any of that, and nobody does any intervention, that blood is on your hands. That costs something, right? And I understand that we're in a time period now where people are moving away from faith, right? We have less people in the church now than ever, according to some of the numbers that people put out there. I've never done any research on it. I'm just talking about what I've read, right? The church involvement and church membership has declined. You don't really get to see that on a lot of people's lives because they have altered their lives and it looks like there's more people there than what it really is. But just from an understanding perspective, right? Good people hold people accountable to handling their relationship in positive and healthy and nurturing ways. Whether you're in a classroom, whether you're in a marriage, whether it's with your children, and you need to pay attention to how you feel about your children after you've had conversations with people. You need to pay attention to how you feel about your spouse after you've had conversations with people. Some of you right now are in relationships you're not even supposed to be in, right? Because their only purpose in being in your life is to block the relationship that you're supposed to be in. That's their only intent. And how do you know that? Because your life is stagnated, or you feel like your life has demoted. You don't feel any elevation or promotion in your life. The Bible says that the Lord, the purpose, right, of course, is salvation first and foremost. But this journey is just not about us going to heaven and living well, going to heaven. While it is about eternity and where we're going to spend eternity, but how do we live this life, and where does the abundance come from on this side? It comes from relationships. And that's why the people that showed up in your life work so strategically to disconnect you from the people that were in your life to promote you. Or they work so hard to keep you disconnected from people that is going to elevate and promote your life. And you have to hold people accountable about their relationships. You got to hold people accountable about how they allow people to speak into their lives, right? It's important. In 2024, I want you to be aware. I want you to be very aware of your relationships. There are people that have been waiting to enter into your life. There have been people waiting to enter into your life to promote you or for you to promote them. And the only reason why it hasn't been taking place is because there's somebody who has swindled their way in that was never supposed to be there. And this is what we know, is that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, right? So nobody can block you from what the Lord has from you, right? But it is so important that we start holding people accountable as it relates to relationships, so that people may live long and prosper. Because there is a cost to dishonor. And while I understand, like I said, that there are less people who have church faith, right, now than ever before, the biblical principles of this world are still established and they still operate. And nothing has changed between good and evil. Good still wins, right? Evil still loses. Find the spaces where you are supposed to be, where people have a heart for people and a compassion for people, and get out of evil spaces where people operate with a tainted spirit for whatever reason. Whatever reason people's spirits are contaminated, it's not even debatable. Get away from them. Get away from them. So that you can find the people that are supposed to be in your life. Where there is reciprocity, where there is respect, where there is honor, where people don't have motives to be that are just there to block the real relationships that the Lord is sending your way. Get away from people that think it's okay to play games with the lives of others. It is not without reward. It does have a reward. But you also have a reward when you hold people accountable and when you enter into people's lives with the right motives. Let's talk about that. And when you enter into people's life with the purpose of promoting them and increasing them. And let's be the good in the earth. And it is my prayer for you. And I have been praying constantly that good people find good people, and that people who are evil and have ill intentions would not be able to enter into any space of people who have pure heart and clean hands. The Bible says that light and darkness cannot coexist. So I'm saying light and darkness, the Lord lead us into 2024 where light and darkness cannot coexist in any environment. Let evil be with evil. And let them see who can be the most evil, right? But let good people find good people. Because that is what life is about. So this is behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver. It's 29 minutes. And I just wanted to talk with you today about relationships. Particularly, I wanted to have a conversation with mothers and fathers about being strategic about who you lend your ear to have conversations with you about your children and about your spouses. And about good people, holding good people accountable as it relates to their relationships. And do not be deceived by the underpinning of this deception that has been operating in this earth, where people have been perceiving good as evil and evil as good. the mountain is shifting in 2024. And I feel the accountability rising up. I'm looking forward to it, honestly. And so until we see each other again, live in the overflow, this is a talk about relationships, a much needed talk about relationships as we are leaning into 2024. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. I'll place the information in the link about being able to purchase a copy of Outliers. That's what I'm talking about. Relationships, outliers. People that have a specific purpose in your life because they have a specific purpose in the earth. And everything about their life does not line up with what the statistics say. Those people are anointed with the purpose, right? The enemy can shoot his best shot, and the Lord is still going to elevate you, promote you, and bless you because you have a purpose on your life. And I just want you to hear me pulling you. And I want you to hear the pulling and the prodding of the Holy Spirit that you have everything that you need on the inside of you. And get away from people that drain your energy and make you feel a certain type of way because they feel a certain type of way about themselves or about a lack of relationships in their lives. People show up with the only purpose of blocking relationships, strategically aligned relationships in your life. Be mindful, be watchful, be prayerful. And may every person on assignment that is not sent by the Holy Spirit and divinely aligned for your purpose in your life, may they be misrouted, rerouted. May you not be able to cross paths with them. May when they purposely want to cross paths with you, may they be intercepted. May your pathway and their pathway never be able to cross. May the Lord elevate you to a frequency that they can't find you. May there be such a demonstration in the earth through you about how people handle you that they revere what's on your life. That's my prayer for you. And for those that have taunted or talked ill about you or your children or your spouse, may the judgment of the Lord find them in their space and in their place until it brings them to a place of repentance. 2024, strategic alignment and relationships. It is so important. More so now than ever before, it is so important. Be very meticulous about your relationships. And here is a thing that I've noticed throughout the years, being in the particular fields that I've been in. People oftentimes, they think that they have the ability to outsmart people who are manipulative and narcissistic and that have specific motives, but you're not. You are not. You have no intellectual prowess that is more powerful than the spirit of evil. And that's why the word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your intellect is flesh, right? But against principalities. And that's why the word says, not by my power, not by my might, but by the spirit of the Lord. That is how you overcome. That is how you rout out people that are not supposed to be in your life that operate in a spirit of evilness, right? Pray, 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 and pray. Pray until pray and never stop praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. and watch what the Lord do. Watch how them people sober up. Watch what the Lord do. In 2024, the Lord is not playing about you. And the relationships that he's ushering into your life will strategically replace the relationships that you thought that you could depend on. And for whatever reason, they went a different way. And it's not always about the person, right? It ain't always about that person. Sometimes it's about the person that that person allowed to have access to them. And so I'm praying for you and I'm praying for your relationships. And I'm praying for your children. And anywhere that the enemy was able to bend your ear about your biological children, may he dispatch angels in the earth and in the realm of the spirit to intercept and disrupt every ill word that was spoken and every plot and plan that was strategized against them until the judgment of the Lord has descended in the earth and they are brought to a place of repentance, not pseudo repentance, but real repentance. You can see on a person when they have real repentance. And that's my prayer for you. Electleadershipacademy@gmail.com. If you'd like to sow a seed into the ELA Foundation, $SALTROOM. And I am behavior scientist Tanola Oliver. And happy new year to you. Until we see each other again, live in the overflow. Peace.